Good morning, family. First, Nina speaking.
Well, Miss Nina, how you doing? This is Mr. Jones.
I'm fine, yourself.
I'm all right. What I called for, I was talking to you about the situation with mine. I went there Friday. They took me there Friday and dropped off the paperwork for the pill. Now, I went yesterday. She left me. I'm going to go back this afternoon because they don't open till 11:30. So I was just trying to see what's going on. Because now I got nurses calling me, telling me they're not coming to work. And I can't leave her out my house by herself.
We can't bill without the waiver. That's the problem. Yeah, without active services, we're not able to put anyone on the shift. So until the county assistants update that in the system, we can't do anything.
She wanted to be without a nurse?
We can't bill. We can't have caregivers working. We can't pay them.
This is ridiculous. This is all welfare.
Because
for.
If they work, then they're going to work for free. So that's not fair to them. Because we can't pay them if there's no service in place. So this is the county assistance situation.
Okay.
So all it takes is them updating that paperwork. If you go down there and get something in writing that there's no going to be no gaps in services and services can continue, but it has to be a letterhead on there with someone's name and number that our intake billing department can reach them to verify it. Other than that, we can't do anything.
Well, I'm trying to get in touch with her caseworker now.
Yeah,
like I said, I still got to go back.
Or ask for the caseworker supervisor
me.
Or someone.
Yeah, because she gave me a hard time last time.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's effective as of today?
That was, let me just go to her file. This is Rodney's case. Let's see when they put this in. Okay, so Shauna, she deals with the waiver and she deals with authorization. Waiver termed on 2/8. This is what was given. This is what was in promise on the county assistance system, in our system.
They said it was termed on?
It was waiver was terminated on 2/8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as of February the 8th, there is no Medicaid services, home care services at all.
So the days that Marquis didn't work already, they're not going to get paid for.
We can't bill. We don't have anything.
I need to get on top of this lady because this is ridiculous. They sent me the paperwork late, and then I took their pill, and so the pill said that they'd give you 45 days, and their services still be on. So it's even giving me a hard time.
Yeah, so on midnight on Sunday, that was it. So when Marquita had worked until midnight, that was it, because after midnight is considered the ninth. And we don't have anything after that.
Okay, but once you get back on, they'll be paid for them days?
That's if they make it effective for the ninth and going on. That's up to whatever they put in the system. We got to go by the date that they make it effective.
This is ridiculous. And I can't leave her in the house by myself. I have to go to work myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to get something in writing, get something. That's the only way we can guarantee that you know, we send the caregivers there, they're going to be paid regardless. But if the county screws us up, then, you know, the company is out of money because they're not going to get that money back from the county, from the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a 1-1 situation.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bye.